Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, May 20th. The grains closed mixed again, almost a repeat of yesterday. July corn down 4.5 cents at 7.78¾. July wheat down 31¾ at 11.68¾. And July beans up 14¾ cents at 17.05¼. The beans rallied on that news this morning that Malaysia flip-flopped again on their exports, saying now that they'll hold back 10 million metric tons for their own use, meaning that they aren't going to fully participate in the world export market. My guess is if prices are high enough, they'll be more than happy to sell into the world market. But that and another strong day in the meal pushed the beans higher here. Obviously, guys buying beans and selling corn against it. The crude oil finished up $1.02 a barrel here at $113.23. May have helped the beans and the bean oil a little bit. Didn't do anything really for the corn. But the wheat was pressured all day. It's been a pretty tough week. And we're down, you know, a good $1.15 from the highs. I don't know whether the world thinks there's just going to be more wheat out there. The Kansas wheat numbers, you know, we're just a little bit ahead of the USDA, but still pretty lousy numbers. And I don't think they're getting much better, frankly. But they've taken a lot of the steam out of the wheat the last few days here. Overall, we've got the dollar up 38 ticks. Actually, 42 ticks have closed up at 103.17. So it's come back a little bit. But we still have such a long way to go if we're going to see exports increase. We've got to get that dollar another 10 cents lower, which doesn't look likely for the time being. Stock market's been in and out of pressure all day. It's been down 350, 400, back to steady, back to 500 lower, back to 200 lower, back to 600 lower. Right now, we're 359 points higher. Depending on where the S&P closes, it could close in bear market territory. Right now, the S&P is at 38.41. If we close under 38.38, that would be the first close down 20% and in bear market territory. Now, does it mean much if it doesn't do it by, if it only does it by a couple of ticks, who knows? It doesn't mean it can't do it next week, no. But, you know, they're trying pretty hard to push it down here. But we'll see where we close. We've got another 40 minutes. Who knows? The thing could even close higher here today, the way the volatility has been. But overall, every time the Dow Jones starts moving lower and, you know, just pushing this thing down, it brings recession into focus here, and that puts a little bit of jitters into the corn and wheat, and it will ultimately do so in the beans. The beans, again, are strong off of the three cargoes that we apparently sold to China, though we've seen no proof of that. And the fact that a lot of people think Brazil is going to run out of beans to sell by July and the world's going to have to come to us for the beans. We'll see if that's true or not. That's about it. It's been kind of a wild week here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.